Go get him.
Hey!
No.
That well got beat.
He's not ready for that.
Now, you know how I am. All right. Let's us three get together. Those four. We want to learn how many Rocky Coleman.
Yep.
Right? Dragon. Crash pad is certainly massive. Okay, when I throw you, I'm going to want you to slap real hard. And it's going to be a rather hard fall. This way y'all two can see it.
Oh boy.
Well, I'm an old boy, I think.
Oh man.
No, you're...
Oh God.
There you go.
There you go. Man, you wanted to hurt my new brown belt tonight? All right, take an inside sleeve grip with it. And go ahead and grip my gi normally. But with the honey Maki Komi, you know how Maki Komi, the springing hip works? You jerk them up to you on your chest, pivot, and then spring them out with that thigh. I mean, with the thigh and the calf, huh?
Actually, in this case, this to that, don't do it. I don't recommend it.
We try not. We have a little rank. Well, only white belts do that. That's okay.
Well, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah. This time, you won't get a chance to.
It's going to be a lot faster now.
Well, yes, and you're going to be carrying the weight of others when you're here. All right. Now, just relax. I'm not going to hurt you at all. When I do the honey goshi, instead of pulling all the way up, like this, I'm going to come and let go with his hand. With my right hand, I'm going to wrap his right arm up. Just like this. Just like you would in a regular soda macaroni. Then I'm going to slam his leg up and let fly.
Interesting.
There's not much difference. I mean, it's a little more dynamic. And it's good when you kick your pin over opponent out here in Chi-I. Around the door. Don't need to fix your key right now. It's going to get messed up. Bend over for me. No, not. Yeah, bend over like it. Grab my key.
All right.
From right here. Now come. I'm doing it. Pardon me. Let me go back to my thought. I'm doing something. Bend over. I'm just going to kind of scoop his arms up. Bring it across. Notice how high I get up into his crotch with that foot. It gives me more lift to him. Back. Come here. Bend over. I've got my high collar grip on a bent over player who likes to wash my feet and mess around. I'm going to give him something to wash now. I'm going to come all the way around here. As I've got him wrapped up, I'm wrapping up tight on him.
Yep.
I'm going to slam him up. I'm going to come all the way around on him. It's okay if I get this foot all the way up into the side of his crotch. I want to really get that lift. As I get that lift, I want to get that outer winding pull, that Maki Komi. Okay? Let's give it a try. I don't see you throw. We need to practice the gimme. I love it. The only Hebrew I've ever seen make the sign of the cross.
It takes too long to get this
house started. Right. Sammy Davis Jr. used to do it just fine. How'd you matter? Now you gotta let go with the right hand. And go and wrap around. There. Pull. Outer winding pull.
And don't elbow him in the face.
And you need to let him have a chance to slap. Watch. From here, come all the way around to here. See how I got him up on that one leg? Then I'm going to kick his leg up. Boom. And a honey ghost. That spring hip. With an outer winding pull. And it's okay if you hit it low. But if he's bent over, and you hit it low, you're not going to hit nothing. From here, I have too much distance between us. But from here, I get more of a spring off with it.
going to be hard not to call anybody upon. And even if they don't, we'll go right into the garage. Go. Not bad. You want to give it a try? Try it on you. In front of the blank belt. Well, he can see if he wants to.
I'm sorry.
Alright. Yeah, pull one this way.
Okay. I need to have
jerk you. You don't have to just wrap both arms up. Just one, really. To jerk him around.
Okay. And so then spring the hip up.
Bring it up. Take a high collar grip. If you've been over that far, you wouldn't start off like it. Now, you can just swing all the way around and grab that arm.
Okay.
Yes. Now, there's no such thing as a honey uchimata. You fall straight on your face. Alright, you don't have the outer pull going for you. You don't have enough outer pull. You gotta be wound up on his tiptoes, way out to here. Now spring hip.
Okay.
Spring hip. There. It's hard, too, for you with your legs so short and he's so tall. Try again. If your hip joints were okay. It'd be just perfect for you two. Okay, one thing, you're back in.
Okay.
Watch. From here, then over. Come right here.
Okay.
Now commit to it. I've got to still jerk him up on his tiptoes to throw him. From here, that half instep.
Spot did it.
I'm jerking. I still get under him, don't I? Then I'm on him. It's hard to control that throw. Did you land off, man?
No.
Good. Who's your mother? Coca. Let's pull this down here. Okay. Alright. Give him more upward round pull. Here. Watch. I get best way to do it is to feel it, I guess. Bend over. Alright, I'm gonna come here. Gotta jerk up first. Then I spin around.
Okay.
And I'm going to let go. God, you're heavy. Then I'm going to let go here, here. See how it gets wound up? And here. This is not a good throw to throw a spin bend. I would suggest doing this throw on combatants and opponents of equal height. Besides, it would be much better for a sodium-ikakomi, but not a honey-ikakomi. Because the honey... You had that spring. Alright, I'm having to use my legs to throw his weight instead of using the sodium of the cone and get the outside of his legs. But I can make that pretty throw. Alright, and with the monkey comey technique with it, you don't have the tsura comey, the lifting pull that you would normally have. You don't have your right hand to help you with it. All you have is an outer winding pull with the left hand. It's got to go up, out, and around. Let's give it a try. Throw the needle again. Now, spring the hip. That's better. Now let's throw it again and not have to stop and think about where the foot goes. Now, some of them the more acute angle that that knee gets at, the more power we have with your spring for your hip joint. From here, even if I'm doing honey gushing, if I get that knee bent at 90 degrees right here, well, I can blast him. And here, I've got a lot of spring with it. Also, lay the instep of the foot, toes extremely well pointed to the inside of his calf, I mean his thigh at the bend of his knee. I don't care if your heel slides up into his crotch for a honey monkey cone. Now, honey goshi, I prefer you to do a little bit different, but honey monkey cone, the higher up it gets, the more spring you get. Yes.
Is this the right position here?
Your knees need to be bent. Now pull, and spring. Spring.
Okay. I'm just trying to get this middle position.
All right, watch. Even though he's bent over, I still have to get in.
Okay.
I've got to get him loaded. Look at his heels. His heel up.
Yes.
All right, from here, now I've got to be lower on my backside of the head. Then I'll spring him off. If he's bent over, it's extremely hard for me to get under him with a standard Cicconi grip. Well, this one, I'm just scooting my butt in there on him. It doesn't matter if I hit him a little bit above his obi with my buttocks, as long as that leg is automatically cocking as it goes in. Then I'm throwing my weight straight forward.
Okay.
With that outwinding pull. It's all important. Jerk around in a big circle. Okay, everything was there but the leg. We went into Chamada. I might have to have you throw the Chamada a couple of times so you'd be throwing honey gushy. Think of it as a very short inverted kick, like that. You know how you can use inverted kicks up very close range?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you're doing. Kicking the inside of the thigh.
Okay.
This time doing an inverted kick on the inside of the thigh when you do it. Go into it, load him up two or three times. Pitch going. Alright. Bend your knees as you go into. Here's a straight lock knee. There. It's better. Now throw. Relax. Relax and throw. Better. You're still sliding up that leg. You're not springing it. Let's see you throw a couple of times. Throw me. It's hot in here. Thank you. I'm going to be a sucker and watch your feet. Now you're just walking in on me, man. You have no outer winding pull here. Jerk me to you. Pull! There we go. I'm on my tiptoes. What are you waiting for? A little shaky, but basic. As long as you're getting my head to where it's clear and won't snap my neck, you'll be doing fine. Make me a happy camper. Oh, here, an added attraction. What are we going to do now? I've got my hand on your hip. Whoa! There we go. That's it, Bo. So, I was going to get that arm free. Good. Have you played a player yet? One of these? You will. You've seen these, haven't you? Turn on in on with something. Turn into anything. Ah, can you? Go into Uchi. Now I'm playing you back. But you can hook that arm. Oh, there we go. Honey, Mike, call me now. Well, that's hard, fall. Oh. You're fine. Right, that's where Honey Mike Comey comes in. Now, the traditional way to do it is not all bent over. Just from a regular grip. And I'll still go. Not real. Well, that one wasn't a very clean, pretty throw. Well, it would have been better if my leg stayed lower. Traditional honey, goshi leg. There.
That was pretty.
But I don't like the honey Mike Comey when it's used on a player fighting you in that extreme defensive stance. While he's down in a deep jiggle. Preferably with his left foot forward, pressing against you with that left hand, keeping you out, doing this number. Because then, see, he's already eliminated this base. All you have to do is jerk me around to it and come to me from there. Jerk, hook, and just bring me right there. That's it. All right, practice it on me a couple of times. I don't see it. I think you'd be trying to throw. Oh, it's a little bit heavy for you. Yeah, take your position on the mat. Throw! Well, it's coming off the winding at your mother. It's not the time for extreme resistance yet. We're in practice. Just put your hand up there and push a little bit. Not a lot of resistance from it. And turn about that brown belt.
Good.
Okay, I didn't see you.
Turn about me.
Well, throw from there. That would have been fine. Man, that would have been as fine as frogs there. Throw. Nice winding at your mom. Well, the only way that you're going to get it is to keep practicing it. Alright. Now, hook the arm. Put the arm here. All the way. And just shoot this on across. Release his head and shoot the arm straight through. Now go. Throw. Throw. There. You're still shooting up with a bit of a uchimata. I'm going to throw it with the left side here. Doesn't matter, you can keep your right hand grip. Alright, I'm just gonna shoot it to here. Now I'm coming in with my knees bent.
Yeah, but that
I've got him up.
Yeah, but no point on
it. Don't worry about it, son. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just gonna calm you. And from the right hand side, bend over. Put your hand against my hip. Hold me out. Okay. And from here, he's holding me out. I just come just like this. See, I shoot this hand down. I don't have to try to grab him around the head. I shoot this hand down, and I'm going to follow it with this shoulder. All I'm doing is my rollout then. And I've got him all locked up. Now, good and tight against your chest? Am I tight against your chest? Yes, I'm right against your chest. There's no space between us. It's one of the secrets about making this throw work. Put your hand there. All right, from here, I'm going to roll it around here. See, I got my chest. Have I got your chest?
Yep.
But my buddy's in it. But that's okay. Doesn't matter. I think about 90% of your problem is the legs. Try it on me.
Come down. I'm right here. Let's get over here. All right, so swing that arm out of your way. Swing all the way around. That's fine. See, I'm getting my arm out, trying to step over now. I think you're going to go and do solely about to call me. This is just what it feels like from this position. So I'm going to get ready to step over. And get away from that sodium octocomy. I want to step so I can drop you with Tony Toshi.
Right.
And just as I get ready to step from here, kick that leg in. There I go. All right, come here. All right. Tell me if this, you know, sodium octocomy. No. There we go. There we go. No, just don't count her. Just step over the damn thing. There. All right, now he stepped over, so I can finish up with a honey monkey comb. He off the mat?
No, he's got his hand.
Oh, back of his hand again?
I guess since he's off the mat, he doesn't want to hurt us.
Yeah. He's just wearing a watch to try to protect it. Come throw him a little bit, David. There. Now, shoot that leg. Shoot it now. Ha! You got a perfect position to push. Come on. Can you add anything? Because I'm out here on the front. I can't see what's going on. You're out here right here on the side.
Look, I've noticed something that your sensei is doing that you're not doing. He's reaching for the mat.
Yeah.
He's there and winds up. He's reaching for the mat with this arm. And your arm's way up here high. You're like way up high off the ground. And your sensei is way down like this by the time he gets to the end of the throw. See the difference? So you're rapping and you're thinking, I gotta make this throw, what am I gonna do? And he's going for the mat with his arm. He's into almost like a forward roll mode. The other difference that I noticed between you and your sensei is that this foot is way out here.
Throw over the entire hip section.
And when he throws it, so pretty like he does, he's got his foot much closer to the middle of his opponent's center of gravity. You're so wide that if you lift up, when you lift up to make the spring in motion, what happens is you fall this way real quick.
That is it.
And you don't have enough to go like that. Try one time. Reach for the ground with your wrapping arm. Reach way to the ground with this. Reach way like this, like you're doing a front rollout. And stand on this foot so that you are more balanced. Just a little bit more, but you're going down. I mean,
step in when you have him right between his legs. No, step deeper.
Okay.
Look out. No. Get your foot over here. Step right between his legs. Now shoot your arm and kick.
Oh!
Oh, I'm going to get the leg.
Awesome.
Try again. Like, you notice the difference in the foot position? What? How much does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Step directly between his legs with your advancing foot. No, between his legs.
Now reach that arm. Reach out.
Shoot it.
Reach that arm through. The more you reach that arm through, let me add one thing to it to make it, because it is a hard fall if you're throwing it contest style. If you're throwing it demo style, somebody once told me that the way to practice all the makakomi was to go down like this, to take this foot if you're doing right hand throws, and to take this foot and stick it all the way through like this. And just stick it all the way behind you like this. And as you go down, and you roll like that, okay? And if you do this in demo fashion, you'll be so low to the ground by the time that your opponent hits the ground that you'll be real nice to him. And that way, I mean, you can intensify. You can always intensify, throw it harder. But the mark of a good judo throw is to be able to. You see the people throw, say, "Oh, he's so nice." They can throw their grandmother. It doesn't even hurt. She goes, "Ah, that felt good." So you can do that by sticking that leg all the way through like that. As you get, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to drive them through the mat.
That's a way that you can practice it over and over in a demo style and be so low to the ground that it's real nice. It's about as good as you can get a Makakomi for your rookie. It's really not that bad. And you can, it's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, so we're coming over like this, coming in like this. All right.
Nice, easy, clean flow. Look how tight he is to my chest. Look at his body position right here. There is no, you couldn't slide a postcard between us.
I don't think you'd even do it between the coaches. Get the hips.
Would you want to do one more?
Yeah, show him.